Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
All right, well, my turn to ask the questions again on the Business of Beverages quizette.
A shot of?
A shot of. So what are we having a shot of today?
Well, I don't know, but I do know what the score is.
Are you winning by any chance?
2-1 to me.
2-1 to you. Okay, all right. Okay, so let's see how you get on today. So, root beer is a beverage that we are both aware of. Mm-hmm. Root beer was derived from this beverage because coal miners wouldn't buy it under its previous name.
They are very interesting facts. What do I know about root beer? Sweet Fanny Adams, to tell the truth. Okay, I'm going to guess sarsaparilla.
It's a good guess. It is incorrect. I will be honest, that is quite a difficult clue. Very, very difficult.
Suffering so succotash.
I would have been very, very impressed had you got that.
Okay.
They do get a little bit easier. They do get a little bit easier. So, for 4 points, I can be consumed hot or cold, and 85% of my sales in the US are cold.
I'm thinking about tea. I'm thinking about iced tea predominates in the US versus hot tea. Tea.
Tea is the correct answer.
Woohoo!
4 points in the bag. Do you want to hear what the other clues were?
Yes, please.
I think you would have gotten this pretty quickly, to be fair. So for 3 points, your question would have been over 3 billion of servings of this beverage are served around the world every year, and it is worth $38.8 billion of a market.
Incredible.
Would you have guessed tea off that one?
Yes, just to the scale of it.
Yes. It was first introduced to England in 1662 for the marriage of Charles II and Portugal's Catherine of Braganza. As part of a dowry.
I did not know that.
It also included Tangier, which is a nice, you know, chunk of land to get as part of your dowry. and then per capita, Turkey, Ireland and the UK are the three biggest consumers.
Yes.
So well excellent. Done, Will. 4 points.
Congratulations.
That gives you a total of 6 on our little Quizette leaderboard.
But next week, you'll be able to draw level if you get it straight away.
Yes, I'm not entirely confident in my abilities of that, so I'm off to read some Wikipedia articles.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
Sorry. I'll do that bit again.
Do you know what you need? A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.